Thank you, Mr. Chair. On the behalf of Africa Culture International Human Rights, at the Fourth Forum on Financing for Development, FFT4, I would like to make a number of recommendations in favor of developing countries, including the least developed landlocked countries, developing countries, and a small island developing states. These particularly vulnerable states required global support to achieve the Sustainable Development Goals, SDGs, by 2030. First and foremost, we call for an increase in sustainable and inclusive investment. This is an urgent need to release public and the private funds to strengthen the essential infrastructures, such as access to drinking water, education, health services. Innovative financing mechanism must be expanded, notably through public-private partnerships and aligned with local priorities. Secondly, we advocate that relief LDCs and LLDC are facing crisis that is hampering their ability to invest in the development. Debt restructuring and relief are essential to avoid a spiral of the economic vulnerability. Finally, we would like to stress the importance of climate finance SIDS on the front line of the effects of climate change. Need funds for the adoption and resilience. Developed countries must fulfill their climate finance commitments and ensure that these resources actually reach the most vulnerable. Africa Culture International recommendations cannot succeed without reinforced international solidarity, guaranteeing equitable distribution of resources for inclusive and resilient development. The FFT4 must mark a decisive turning point to transform our commitments to concrete action and accelerate the achievements of the SDGs for all. Thank you very much.